Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We'll begin now with Perek Sheni, the second chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, and that's on page Nun Beis, side 2, in most standard Rambam. Halacha Aleph. Eizu hi Tshuva Gemura. What is the complete Tshuva? Veshavaliyada Dava Shavabo. If a matter which the person transgressed with the first time comes to him again, he has another opportunity. Veshavaliyada Lafsos, and he's able to do it. Upirish, and he restrains himself, below Asa, and he didn't do it. Because of repentance. Lonely year, not because of afraid. Lomi kishalon koach, not because he's weak and he's unable to do it. That's a sign that his tshuva is genuine. Kesat, how so? If one had a forbidden relationship with a woman, after a while he was again alone with her. And he still has a feeling of love for her. And he's just as strong physically. He's in the same city which he did the transgression the first time. Upirish v'lo'avar, and yet he restrains himself and does not do the sin. Ze'abal tshuva gemura. This is a sign that he has done a complete tshuva, because he had an opportunity to do it again and he did not do it. Hushu Shlomo Omar, this is what Shlomo says. Uzcharet b'recha b'mei bakarusecha. Remember your Creator when you're still a young man, when you still have the potential to do it, and yet you don't do it anyway, even though you could have. So that shows that your tshuva is 100% genuine. Lo shavela b'mei ziknuso. If he only did tshuva when he was old, at a time that he couldn't do anyway what he used to do, even though it isn't the best kind of tshuva, it still helps for him, and he's still considered a bal tshuva. Even if he transgressed his whole life, and he did tshuva on the day of his death, so when he died after doing tshuva, all of his sins are forgiven. Shinamar, it says, Adashel Ofesa Hashemesh, return to God before the sun sets, the Ar and the light, the Yareach and the sun, and the moon, the Kochavim and the stars, Shavu Ovim Achra Geshem, and the clouds return after the rain. Shuyom Amisa, here the Nach is telling us about describing poetically the day of death. So it says, return before all of these things happen, before death. Mechalal, it is implied, Shinzachabaro, the Shav Kodim Shyamu, that if he does remember his Creator, and does return before it's too late, before death comes, Nizachlo, that it is implied that he is forgiven. Halacha Beis, Mahi Tshuva, what is the Tshuva? Ushiyazav Achot Echeto, this is that the sinner should forsake his sin, Bishirma Machshavto, he should remove it from his thoughts, the Yigma believer, who should commit himself totally with his heart, that he should not do it again. Shinam, as it says, Yazav Rosh Hadarka V'gomel, let the wicked man forsake his wicked way. V'chein, similarly, Yisnachem Al Shavah, he should regret what he did wrong. Shinam, as it says, Ki Acher Shuvi Nechamti, after I returned, I regretted what I did. V'yad Olav Yodea Talumos, and the one who knows all secrets, Hashem, should be able to testify about him, Shlo Yoshev L'Zechet La'olam, that he will never return to this sin. As it says, but we will never again say, this is our God, to the idols that we make with our hands. So it has to be done in such a way that you'll never return to it. He has to, as we learned previously, confess with his lips, say it, these things, these ideas that he felt in his heart, he should express verbally. Whoever confesses verbally but did not in his heart commit himself to forsaking sin, that's like someone immersing in the mikvah and holding on to a unclean creature. That the immersion does him no good until he throws the creeping creature away. And similarly it says, someone who confesses and forsakes the sin will find compassion. You're supposed to specify the sin when you do the vidui. As it says, please, Moshe said to Hashem, these people have sinned a great sin. They made themselves the god of gold. So he specifies what the sin was. The ways of tshuva are, the one who does tshuva should always be crying before Hashem, the b'chi v'tachnunim, with tears and supplication, those who tzedakah k'fi kocho, and do acts of charity according to his ability, and keep far away from the matter in which he sinned. Mishanishmo, he uses a different name, Klomer, as if to say, Aniacher, Ve'eni also Ishaotos and Amaisim. I am someone else, and not that man who did those bad deeds. Mishanamaisim Kulun Latova, he transforms all of his actions to good. Ve'derach Yeshara into a straight path. The Golem Komo, and he goes to exile, he leaves his old place. Shagos Machaperes Avom, because exile atones for the sin. Mishagramatol Yechana, it causes him to be contrite. With honor of Ushval Ruach, and to be humble and lowly of spirit. Halacha Hey, Shvach Gadol L'Shav Shuzvada Barabim is praiseworthy for one of the tshuva to confess publicly. The idea of Shav Lehem, you should let people know his sins. The Megalaveros, and he should reveal those sins, should be no Leben Chavero L'Acherim. He should tell other people about the sins between himself and other people, the bad things that he did to others. The Yomalam, he should say to them, Omnam, in truth, Chatosi L'Ploni, I have sinned to so and so. But see, and I've done to him such and such. And this day I repent and regret what I did. Whoever is arrogant and doesn't tell anyone and hides his sin, in Shavuot Gemura, his repentance is not complete. As it says, one who hides his sins will not be successful. Remember, on the warm wind of this applied that you should tell about your sins. Sins between man and his fellow man. But sins between man and God. And it's all about him, Atmo. He does not have to publicize himself. On the contrary, it's considered brazen-faced to reveal them. But instead, he should just return before God, and specify his sins before Hashem. Before many people, stam, plain, without saying specifically what the sins are. To Hashem, he said the specific sins. To the many people, he could say, I used to do many sins, and now I've done children. But tell me, it is good for him if the sin is not revealed. Fortunate is the one whose sin is forgiven and whose sin is hidden. The writer argues, and he says, similarly, sins that are well known, publicly known, even if they're not against his fellow man, just as he publicized the sin, and everyone knew it, so he has to publicize the repentance. He's by his Rambam, he should be humiliated in public. Because the Mishnah feels that the Rambam holds that while if you sin against your fellow man, you're supposed to publicly acknowledge it. If you sin against God, even publicly, he would agree that you're allowed to reveal it. Because the Rambam explicitly says that we're talking about sins that people don't know here. Nevertheless, the Rambam holds that you're not obligated to go and reveal them either, as the Vayyid holds. But rather he holds that you have the option. If you want to reveal them, you can, but you don't have to. Even though repentance and crying out to God is always good, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is especially good. And it's immediately accepted. Shinemar, as it says, Dirsha Shambi Matso, search for God when he can be found. When do we say it is for Yachid, for an individual? A congregation, whenever they do tshuva and call out with their whole heart, they are answered. Shinemar, as it says, Kashem Alekeinu B'chol Kaleinu Elav, who is like Hashem our God whenever we call out to him? If the public comes together to improve themselves, then they're always answered very quickly. Halacha Zayin. Yom Kippur Muzman Tshuva L'chol. Yachlu L'rabim Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva for everyone. For this individual and for the public. Ukeitz Mechilas Seich L'Yisrael. It's the end of our sins and the forgiveness for all of Israel. Afika Chayav Makol Asa Tshuva L'Vadat B'Yom Kippurim. Therefore everyone is obligated to do tshuva, to repent, and to confess our sins in Yom Kippur. Mitzvah V'di Yom Kippurim Shiyafu Merav Hayom. The mitzvah of confession on Yom Kippur is on the eve of the day, before eating the meal, because maybe he'll choke during the meal before having a chance to say the confession. Even if he confessed before he ate, he says vidu once more on the night of Yom Kippur, harvest in the evening. He says the confession once more in the morning, and in the afternoon. Obimincha, the additional service, that is, and the mincha, the afternoon service, ubineila, and the special neila davening. Ve'ech mitzvada, yachad achad filase. Where does he say confession? The individual, after the Shemona Esrei proper, Shlech Tzibur bans the tefillah, so the Shlech Tzibur, the leader of the service, the chazan, in the middle of the prayer. The Baruch HaLeviyas in the middle of the fourth blessing. The customary confession of all of Israel. However, we have sinned. That is the principle of the confession. If you confess on a certain sin on one Yom Kippur, you should confess again on them on the next Yom Kippur, even though he has done tshuva and he has not sinned that particular sin the whole year. As it says, keep shining. I know my sins and they're always in front of me. So you're supposed to reevaluate and relook at them and reconsider them, reconsider the repentance for them, and recommit yourself to that repentance. Tshuva Yom Kippur only atones for sins between man and God. If someone ate forbidden food or had a forbidden sexual relationship, and so on. Sin between man and his fellow man. If someone injures his friend, or curses his friend, or goes or steals from him, and similar things, he's never forgiven until he gives his friend what he owes him and gets his forgiveness. Even if he returns the money that he owes him, he had to appease him and ask him to forgive him. Even if he only angered him with words, he didn't physically attack him. He has to appease him and to entreat him till he forgives him. If his friend doesn't want to forgive him, maybe you bring him a row of three people, Mireyev of his friends, they entreat him, and they ask him to forgive him. If he does not want to forgive them, maybe he bring a second time and a third time. If he still didn't want to, you let him be. The one who refuses to forgive after this person sincerely tried three times to get his forgiveness, well, then the one who refuses to forgive is at fault. It's his sin. However, if it's his rabbi, he goes back and forth even 1,000 times until he forgives him. A person should not be cruel, and he should and not accept the attempt for forgiveness. It should be easy to appease him. And hard to anger him. When the sinner asks him to forgive him, he should forgive with a whole heart and a desirous soul. Even if he afflicted him and did many bad sins to him, you shouldn't take revenge or bear a grudge. This is the way of the people of Israel and their good heart. But idolaters are the lave. With a stuffed-up heart, they keep their anger for a long time, forever. It says about the Givonite, they refused to forgive the sin that Shaul did against them, and they took, they had his descendants killed as a result. The Givonites are not of the children of Israel, because they don't have this quality of forgiveness. If you sin to your friend, or your friend dies, before you ask forgiveness, you bring 10 people, and meet him on Kippur, you put him on his grave. He says before them, I've sinned to the Hashem, the God of Israel, and to so-and-so there, because I did such and such to him. If he owes him money, he should give it back to his heirs. If he didn't know his heirs, he should put it in the court and say the vidui.